Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Privia Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, her name is Miss Women. Her first name is I R I E, M as in Mary, M as in Mary, E. Last name Winman, W I N as in Nancy, D as in David, M as in Mary, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy. Her best phone number is 504-723-4785, and she needs assistance with her depot claim.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
Thank you. Miss Woman, she'll take you from here. Thanks so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Okay. I just want to make sure for the pronunciation of your name, is it Irami?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. I just wanted to make sure I had it right. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Privia lawsuit?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am. Not at the moment.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your date of birth?
7/16/1979.
And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depot Privia for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your date of diagnosis?
I got diagnosed in October.
Of this year?
Of 2020.
2020, okay. And I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm doing a lot better.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I'll try to make this process as quickly for you as possible. Do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depot?
No, not at the moment.
No. And then did you use a name brand injectable Depot?
I used the Pfizer, the Depo-Provera injection, the Pfizer.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
I did it for 3 years.
3 years, okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And when did you start using Depo? What month and year?
In August.
I'm sorry, say that again?
August of 17.
August of 2017?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you stop using it?
October of 2020.
Okay, thank you so much. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I just want to confirm for your name, I have I-R-I-E-M-M-E.
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name, W-I-N-D-M-O-N.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I get your social, please?
436-438-0-58.
Okay, thank you. And then for your email, I have IRIEMME14@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And for the phone number, I have 504-723-4785.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Cell.
Cell. Okay, give me one moment, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And then can I get your current full address, please?
738 Richard Street, Apartment D, Gretna, Louisiana, 70053.
And you said Apartment D, as in David?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And then moving back to whether or not you use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera, did they refer to the shot as Depo-Provera or did they call it something else?
They called it the Depo, they were just saying the Depo shot.
Okay. Thank you for confirming. And then did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, nothing prior to after I started taking the shot.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I had nothing before I started taking the shot.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
It was at Ashland Medical.
And is that in Gretna, Louisiana?
Yes, ma'am. 2500 Bell Chase Highway, Gretna, Louisiana, 70056.
Okay, give me one second. I'm just trying to find it on Google. And what did you say the address was again?
2500 Bell Chase Highway.
Okay, got it. So I have Ochsner Medical Center in the West Bank. And the address I have is 2500 Bell Chase Highway, Gretna, Louisiana, zip code 70056. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is this the same hospital of where you were treated?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Jonathan Rifle.
Okay, give me one moment while I pull that information. And then did you receive your Depo shot at this facility as well?
I received my double shot from Donna Waters at her OBGYN clinic on Fatania Street.
Okay, give me one second. Let me find Dr. Jonathan first. And what does his last name start with? What letter?
R-I-F-F-L-E.
R-I-F-F-L-E. And he works in neurosurgery?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for confirming. Okay, and then let me get the name of the facility where you received your Depo shot.
It was Dr. Donna Waters. She's the OBGYN, and her address is 3434 Patania Street, Suite 320, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70115.
Okay, let's see. Is it Buckman Health Center?
Buckman Health Center?
Yes, is that correct? GYN and gynecological oncology?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if this will populate on Google. I'm sorry, Turo Buckman Health Center. Does that sound correct?
Sound about right. It's been a while since I've been down there. You know, it's a suite. Like, it has several other buildings, several other businesses.
Okay. And then you said the suite was 220?
320.
320?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. Okay, let's see. All right, we're almost done here. I just need to find the doctor that prescribed you Depo. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
And is it Dr. Donald Walters or Dr. Dana Walters?
D-O-N-N-A Walters.
D-O-N-N.
A.
All right, spell that for me one more time. D-O-N-N.
A, as in apple.
Oh, Donna Walters. Okay, perfect. I found her. Thank you. Okay, and then do you have a copy of your medical records?
Not at the moment, but I can't receive or retrieve it.
Okay. And then if you were to provide these medical records, would you be able to do so by mail or electronically or both for the attorneys?
By mail.
And then in regards to medical notes, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, no, that's it.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
He doesn't live with me.
Okay. And then who is this person to you?
My son.
And what is your son's phone number?
504-357-5263.
And then can you spell your son's first and last name?
D-E-R-A-N-D-U-S.
You said D-U-S?
D-E-R-A-N-D-U-S.
D-U-S, okay. And then same last name. And then do you happen to have his current address?
I don't want to lie.
It's okay, no worries. If not...
I just know how to get there.
No worries. And then do you have his email by chance?
He don't have an email. He uses my email.
Okay. Alrighty, so I'm going to go ahead and confirm the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you don't have an attorney right now, and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And you were diagnosed with a meningioma roughly around October 1st, 2020. I have your date of birth as July 16th, 1979. And then to the best of your knowledge, you did use a name brand contraceptive Depo-Provera, correct?
Yeah, and I was diagnosed October 13th.
Okay. October 13th, 2020?
Yes, ma'am.
And then it was a name brand Depo-Provera. You received a minimum of 4 injections prior to diagnosis, and you used Depo-Provera for 3 years. I have your first name as I-R-I-E-M-M-E. Last name Windman, W-I-N-D-M-O-N. I have your social as 436-438-058. I have your email as your first name, the number 1, the number 4, at gmail.com. I have your cell phone number as 504-723-4785. I have your address as 738 Richard Street, Apartment D in Gretna, Louisiana, zip code 70053. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Jonathan Rifle at Ochsner Medical Center, West Bank. The address I have is 2500 Bell Chase Highway in Gretna, Louisiana, zip code 70056. And the facility phone number I have is 504-392-3131. In regards to where you received your depot shot, I have the prescribing doctor is Donna Waters. She is located at Turo Buckman Health Center. The address I have is 3434 Britannia Street, Suite 320 in New Orleans, Louisiana, zip code 70115. And the phone number I have is 504-897-7196. And then in regards to medical records, you can obtain them.
Wait, what number do you have for? Because I have 504-210-4286.
For Donna Water, the facility for Turo Buckman Health Center?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you want to put that phone number down instead?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what was the number, 504?
210-4286.
4286. Okay. All right. So I have 504-210-4286 for Turo Buckman Health Center.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. And then in regards to medical records, you can obtain them and you can provide these medical records by mail if needed, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have your emergency contact as Durandus Widman, spelled D-E-R-A-N-D-U-S. Last name Windman, W-I-N-D-M-O-N. This is your son, and his phone number is 504-357-5263.
Yes, ma'am.
Does everything sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So the system is generating the documents. I am going to need a signature from you. In regards to your emergency contact email, is it okay if I put down your email?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay. For some reason, it won't let me submit these documents without it. Okay, now it's generating the document. So I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speaker. You're going to receive a text from a link. It's going to say DocuSign. I think it might say my name on it as well. Go ahead and click on that link, and then you are going to go ahead and start signing. I just need a couple signatures from you, and then if you have any questions, let me know, okay?
Okay. Do you agree to receive future SSM message? And please sign, agree, continue. Button. I don't want to have the little arrow, huh?
Yeah, just follow the arrow. And then I just want to confirm with you, the hospital does have your medical records, correct? And then if needed, you can obtain them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
That was it.
Okay, let me check on my end. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, my system's a little bit slow this morning. Okay, perfect. So I did receive them. So with that being said, the way this process is going to work, now that these documents are signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are, to verify the case with you over the phone. It does take about like 2 or 3 minutes or so. They're pretty quick with it. With that being said, what I also just went ahead and did was I just sent you a text from my direct line. It's going to be from a 949 number. So if you have any questions in the meantime before the attorneys contact you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And if for any reason I have questions, I will also reach out to you on this number as well. But the attorneys are going to verify the case with you. Keep in mind, if they don't talk to you, they won't be able to get started on your case. And if worse comes to worse, I can give you a call and get you transferred over to them. I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for being super patient with me on the phone. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And I do want to thank you so much for sharing all that information with you, with me. I know it's not easy to talk about, so I do want to thank you. And if you have any other questions, please let me know, okay? I hope you feel better.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You do the same.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.